Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So the news here is that eBay has unveiled a new artificial intelligence feature that aims to essentially simplify the listing process for sellers on their marketplace. And essentially, the tool initially launched on iOS, on their iOS app, and it's going to be available on Android, I think, in the near future. But essentially, just using a photo of a product, the AI tool automatically generates a title, description, product release date, and even suggests appropriate categories, subcategories, listing price, and shipping costs. This is really, really awesome. And I think it just gets to the point of, you're using AI to essentially fill in a lot of the manual grunt work that was just never that fun to do. So you can imagine, to now post something on eBay, you essentially just take a picture of something and it's going to fill out all the information, including the product description and details. This is really interesting. I think about, with higher ticket items, you're less likely to do this, I feel like, because a lot of people are, they want to do their own custom stuff. But for a lot of small things like a mouse or a laptop that it's just an HP laptop and it's standard and it works, like you just want to just list, you don't want to have to write a description for that. It's kind of interesting. I think the like epitome of the opposite of this, I don't know if you've seen these, and of course AI is really good at this, but like if you look at like Zillow home listings and it's like this luxurious, lavish home, like, the real estate agent like went crazy with like all the descriptive words they could think of. It's like, you will be dazzled and basked in the light of the bathroom windows. It's just like, I don't know, it's like funny stuff. So obviously it's probably not going to do that for you. And if you need to like really sell your thing and say why it's the greatest and all of the amazing features of it, you probably want to edit that yourself after the fact, or just do it manually. But I really do think this is an incredible feature a lot of people are going to use. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I think not only is this something that eBay is going to do, but I think everyone is going to start doing this, whether it's a marketplace, whether it's like literally anything that asks for a user input. I think we're going to start seeing the platforms fill in a lot of this stuff with generative AI if it doesn't matter, which mostly in most cases it doesn't. And it kind of also like begs the question, like, why do you need a huge description on like a product listing that is just a working version of that product? People should kind of know about it. But in any case, I digress there. So I think what's really interesting here is this initiative is part of eBay's kind of ongoing effort to integrate AI into their platform. Recently, I was at the AI4 conference and I heard the head of AI at eBay talking about what they're doing here. So they are making a lot of moves, and this is a big area that they are focused on. And of course, eBay already includes AI-powered product category descriptions and a tool for background removal in product photos, right? So they're already integrating AI in a lot of different ways. But an eBay spokesperson kind of talking about all of this said, quote, "At eBay, we're using AI to reduce friction across the platform and transform the process of listing. With this tool, it makes the seller's job of listing items incredibly painless, easy, and even fun." So I think this is definitely something that eBay is doing, but I think a lot of people are doing this. And the keyword here, like they said, is, reducing friction. Like what can, and I think everyone should ask themselves this about their own company in whatever way, if you have your customers, your buyers, like what can you use AI to just reduce friction? It doesn't have to revolutionize the product, doesn't have to like make it like 1,000 times better, but just reduce friction, like make it easier, and you will see like an increased conversion rate on sales, and everything is going to be able to progress and see progress. So I think back in May, Adam Ireland, who leads eBay's US business, he kind of hinted at this development in a blog post. He revealed that eBay plans to release a plugin enabling sellers to auto-generate item descriptions using content scraped from the web. Of course, this is all just hooked up to ChatGPT, but really addressing what is often described as the cold start problem for newcomers to its marketplace. eBay aims to unveil or really unveil this new tool to alleviate the anxiety first-time sellers often experience due to, you know, it's just kind of like an exhaustive information process that is required to kind of generate some of these listings. It's like, geez, I just want to sell my freaking camera. It works great. It's, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to fill out a million different boxes and forms. It is kind of ridiculous having to do that when there's technology now that could take that away. So I think the company stated in a blog post, they said, quote, "There's no need to work through a cold start with AI. As soon as you're ready to sell, your listing is ready to post." Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So I think the move towards AI hasn't been received entirely positively within the eBay selling community, seller forums, and a bunch of different relevant subreddits like r/flipping have been populated with complaints about the existing description generators, like lack of accuracy. And also, I guess it can be a little bit wordy sometimes. But in any case, even one user claimed that AI-generated descriptions can be misleading, citing a listing for a Pentax SLR camera that said the camera came with a lens kit. So another user also criticized AI-generated descriptions for being too long and often inaccurate. So, of course, there are skeptics. There's people that are critical. I like that to say, I don't think you should just click, like, generate my thing and then, like, publish it. Like, you should probably read the thing and, like, shorten it if it's too long and remove anything if it's wrong. This isn't meant to be a starting point. It's a lot easier to, I'll tell you this right now. It is a lot easier to hit the backspace button than to try and think of, like, four paragraphs off the top of your head. Like, it is what it is. So people can criticize, like, oh, it wasn't perfect in the content it generated. It's like, yeah, but it saves you so much time if you versus just trying to write that all. You can just backspace whatever's not relevant. And that's on you to, like, publish bad information. And that's another funny thing, right? They're criticizing it like, it's inaccurate. It's like, no, it's not the problem that it's inaccurate. It's the problem that someone posted that without reading it. So the person's inaccurate. They could have copied and pasted it off of a random website because they were too lazy too, right? So just people should read the stuff, look at it like a tool that's helping you. And otherwise, I think it's great. So skeptics of the AI tool also expressed some concerns about the reliability of photo recognition algorithms, given prevalent biases in some of the leading computer vision technologies. That's not something I'm super worried about, to be honest. Additionally, I think the AI-generated descriptions have been criticized for not being clear or concise enough. Like I said, you get it. There's a lot of criticism on this thing, but I think it's, at the end of the day, super useful and it's going to save a lot of people a lot of time. And that's what I'm all about. So eBay is not alone in the race to incorporate AI into e-commerce functionality. Shopify recently launched an AI-generated product descriptions, while Amazon has initiated AI-generated summaries of reviews. Amazon is even piloting an AI tool that'll generate titles, descriptions, and bullet points for selected products based on a list of keywords. So I think despite all of these strides, eBay's pretty aggressive roadmap right now has kind of had a lot of people who have, you know, kind of question the wisdom of adapting AI so extensively, especially given the tool's present limitations. And I think this kind of reflects a broader debate in the e-commerce sector about the balance between, you know, automation and quality as platforms kind of aim to attract more sellers and improve search engine discoverability. Overall, I think they're doing a great job and I'm really interested to continue following this. I'm happy when people are criticized. I think criticism is good and healthy for the debate. And so I'll be interested to see how they respond to that and what other new AI features they come up with in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, faces, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.